episode of HPR. In today's episode, we will be hearing audio from Linguistic Public Radio, Episode 0. Linguistic Public Radio is a podcast for linguists and people who like languages. You should check them out on linguistchat.org. They have an IRC channel, a forum, and a little community that just launched as of today. Their podcast will be airing every Monday on their site, and we will be airing some of their shows here on Hacker Public Radio. And now on with the show.
Welcome to the first episode of Linguistics Public Radio, the radio associated with linguistchat.org. I'm Plexi, and I will be your host this evening. This show will have a weekly Monday rotation with extra shows on Thursdays. We are still recruiting podcasters to go on our rotation, so if you're interested, please email me. There's going to be a few series. There's an Esperanto tutorial series, a series on typology of real languages, a series on language acquisition, a series on computational linguistics, as well as other shows that are random about whatever the host wants to talk about. My first episode is about language learning and transfer. To those who don't know what transfer means, it's a term coined for second language learning when the learner's native language interferes with the production of the second language. There's positive and negative transfer, as well as conscious and unconscious transfer. Positive transfer is when the two languages are alike. For instance, English has something and you're learning German that has the same thing, and you transfer a good rule from English to German. Negative transfer is when the two languages are different in something and the learner mistakenly transfers wrong information to the target language. Let's call the first language L1 and the second language L2 for now. There are several theories on transfer. Some people believe that the initial state of the second language is the same as the final state of the first language, which means that at the beginning of learning a language, you transfer absolutely everything. Basically, you're just inputting, you're just plugging in the words of the foreign language and the grammar of your own language, and then little by little, you start learning to not transfer, and you only take out the bad rules and you keep the good rules. This is called total transfer. Other people believe that you only transfer plausibly similar things. So you don't assume much at the beginning, but then when you only transfer things that seem to that seem to work fine, you know. So partial transfer. Some people believe that you don't transfer anything at all, and that when learning a new language, the individual starts with a blank state with no transfer at all, which is called the no transfer theory, of course. Surprisingly, some people actually believe that, even though there's wide proof that a lot of language learners transfer. Anyway, there's a theory called the developmentally moderated transfer hypothesis, and it goes something like this. The parser for the second language is assumed to be distinct from the parser for the first language. Therefore, it cannot process complex structures in the second language, even if there are identical structures that occur in the first language. One example for this is given by Hakenson. I don't know if I pronounced this correctly. It's the link in the show notes. It's about native speakers of Swedish who are learning English. They focus on a complex structure. It's the fact that both German and Swedish have a subject-verb inversion when the adverb is fronted. So when the adverb is at the beginning of the sentence, they switch the verb and the subject. If Swedish learners of German did switch the subject and verb in German, that would be a case of positive transfer. However, they noticed that the Swedish learners do not produce German sentences correctly, and they do not do the inversion, from which they conclude that the positive transfer did not happen, which means that even though the learner's first language parser is capable of parsing verb-subject inversion, the second language parser is not. I have no idea why this hypothesis calls developmentally moderated transfer, since it says that transfer only occurs when the second language parser is ready, which means that there's no reason this is transfer at all, because we can't tell. If it only occurs when it's ready, then it's just, you know, learning, just regular old language acquisition. Frankly, in my opinion, I think that transfer relies on an assumption that it's the same parser, or at least a parser that interacts with the other parser at least, and it's just learning new tricks. So here's the interesting thing about the study that I just quoted. Those Swedish students that are learning German had already taken English courses. Why is this interesting? Because what if they were transferring incorrectly from English? That inversion does not take place. Okay, imagine this situation. You're a native speaker of English. English sentences normally start with a subject. You take 2 years of Spanish in high school. Spanish sentences often omit the subject and start with the verb immediately. A few years later, you start taking French classes, and you're trying to speak French in this class, and your brain goes into foreign language mode. Your parser then brings up all the rules or whatever that are labeled foreign language rules or whatever, and it applies them to French, which results in incorrectly producing French sentences without the subject, even though you're fully capable of producing sentences with subject and you do it every day in your own language. And you would be capable of producing them in French, except you just don't know. In other words, the second language would be blocking the first language from providing positive transfer to the third language. Anyway, one thing to note about transfer is that it only occurs in learning, and it does not occur in the context of language acquisition in children. In other words, if your mom is French and your dad is Swedish, you should be able to acquire both French and Swedish independently with no transfer between the two languages, which is really interesting because it shows that the processing of language happens drastically differently between children and adults. That's all for today. This was Plexine. Listen to our other shows on www.linguistchat.org, and have a nice evening.
Thank you for listening to Hack Republic Radio. HPR is sponsored by Caro.net, so head on over to caro.net for all your hosting needs.